to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
The show is rolling on tonight, as it always does. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. I am your host, James Edwards, coming to you live this evening, Saturday, March 5th, from AM 1380 WLRM Radio in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. Also, broadcasting to the AM-FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And at libertynewsradio.com. Been a fun show, been a big show during the first hour, among other things. Keith Alexander and I focused on the big article, CNN.com, Are Whites Racially Oppressed? I had the opportunity to be featured in that particular piece, which is just exploding across the internet. During the second hour, we interviewed Paul Kersey. He wrote the book, Stuff Black People Don't Like, and a very interesting and provocative interview with him during tonight's second hour. And we're going to be revisiting a couple of things during tonight's third hour, bringing this whole broadcast full circle. We're going to be talking about the hysterical response from the radical left to the CNN piece. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, joining me now, Kyle Rogers. He is the webmaster of the Council of Conservative Citizens, our great partner organization. Check it out at cfcc.org. And I tell you, folks, we really have a visionary on the line with us. If you enjoy the political cesspool fan parties, those online chats, that's Kyle's idea. I cannot take credit for that. Kyle came to me with the idea. I thought it was a great one, and it is. And ever since, I guess, early December, we've been having fun doing it every single night, allowing fans to interact with us real time as the show is being broadcast here from our flagship station. That's Kyle Rogers. That's his brainchild. Check it out at cfcc.org. But that's not what Kyle is on to talk about tonight. Kyle is on to remind us of something, an event that we learned about last week from Tom Pierce of the East Tennessee Council of Conservative Citizens. Kyle, what's going on in the Knoxville area 2 weeks from tonight?
Well, we got this event coming up called Celt Fest. It's going to be the second time the East Tennessee Council of Conservative Citizens has sponsored this event. What we're going to do is we're going to have a Scottish Games competition. There's going to be five events. Caber Toss will be like the main one, and then Shot Put and some other ones. And we'll have a big feast set up, which will include some Irish and Scottish dishes, including haggis. Got a couple other things going on. And then I understand that you're going to be there, and we'll have a live broadcast of the political cesspool that evening. I've also got a special thing planned. We're conducting a groundbreaking scientific experiment. There's a controversy in the world of anthropology as to what the Celts used to make the war paint described by the Romans. And so I've obtained both of the suspected ingredients. I've got ground up woad, and I've got ground up malachite, which is a copper carbonate oxide, and then woad is a plant. It's related to indigo, but both were used as pigments for oil painting and a few other things. So we're gonna test them out and see which one makes the best Celtic war paint.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. The East Tennessee Council of Conservative Citizens putting on the Celt Fest. Kyle has just described for you a few of the activities that you'll be able to enjoy once you're there on scene. There's going to be food. There's going to be fellowship. There's going to be games and activities that all have something to do with Scottish and Celtic heritage and history. And this is something that's been put on by the Council of Conservative Citizens for the last couple of years now. It's beginning to draw a nice following. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the Knoxville, East Tennessee listening area, or If you are within a short drive from Knoxville and you want to join us, Kyle, give us all the basics before we go to the next commercial break, the who, what, where, when, and why, all the basics information. And if people
well,
need more information,
on,
how can
on
they get
private
it?
Property in a town called Kimberlin Heights right outside of Knoxville. If you go to cfcc.org, click on the East Tennessee website, and there'll be a form to fill out, to get directions and everything. There's some people coming from South Carolina, and I talked to a guy from Ohio today who's coming down from Ohio with his family, and so there's going to be people from all over coming to this.
So people from all over are coming, and our folks can come as well. People listening to the show tonight, we just mentioned the kind of fun that's going to be had, and you really can't elaborate enough on the joy that comes from being with other like-minded people who enjoy similar interests. The fellowship alone is enough to draw you together, but then you got all these great activities, the fun, food, and games to enjoy as well. Knoxville, Tennessee, the 19th, Saturday, March 19th. Kyle, what are the times?
It's going to start at, I believe, 11 o'clock. If you go to the CFCC Facebook group, I've actually posted the addresses for a few nearby motels, and then the cost to come to the event is $4 for adults and $2 for children to cover the cost of the food.
And you can get the detailed information by going to Facebook and finding the Council of Conservative Citizens Facebook page. Is that right, Kyle?
Yeah.
All right, that might be the easiest to do. I'm, of course, at cfcc.org in the Political Cesspool Fan Party right now. I'm sure Kyle will post, do another featured post there as well. But, ladies and gentlemen, those are the basics. Saturday, March the 19th, Knoxville, Tennessee. Join us there for the annual Celt Fest put on by the Council of Conservative Citizens. And if they need more information and they can't find it on Facebook, they can't find it on cfcc.org, they can, I'm sure, email you, Kyle, webmaster at cfcc.org as a last resort.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, everybody. Well, there you have it. Go ahead and circle your calendars and join us if you can. You won't regret it. Saturday, March 19th, the annual Celt Fest, games, food, fellowship, fun, good people all the way around in Knoxville 2 weeks from tonight, and we will plug it again next week. Kyle, thanks for coming on, buddy, and thanks for all the great work you do for the council and for putting together this chat that we all enjoy each week.
Okay.
Kyle Rogers, everybody. We're going to take a break there, and when we return, I might need to say that five times really fast. When we return, Winston Smith back on deck. He took a little 15-minute break, and he's going to be back as we revisit the CNN.com article that I was featured in. Are whites racially oppressed? We kicked off the show tonight talking about it. We're going to finish the show tonight talking about it and more right after this.
Don't go away. There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Welcome back. To get on the Political Cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, folks, here we go. Are you lining up for the home stretch here? Winston, are you back?
I'm back, and I'm ready to go. I've been reading some of these articles about the CNN article. And, James, every year I do my top 10 most hateful quotes list. And at the end of the list for 2010, I mused over whether or not, over what kind of year in hate 2011 was going to be. And I'm kind of sad to say that it is turning out to be a much more hateful year than 2010. I've already got like 53 candidates for the top 10 most hateful quotes list, and they are exponentially more vitriolic and more venomous than 2010 could ever hope to be.
What, did you find the one where they said they wanted me to die of a massive heart attack?
No,
could that possibly be on the list?
Yeah, that, if I can find it, I will put that on there.
Well, hang on,
because
I'm going to find it for you, and here's what we're going to do. I'm going to email it to you across the room while we're doing this segment, and then that way you can have it, and it can officially become a candidate for the top 10 most hateful quotes of 11.
I can't wait.
Okay. But anyway, before I can do that, because I can't talk and type and research at the same time, God knows. So, Winston, before we focus on what we are supposed to focus on now, which is the left's reaction to the CNN.com piece, Keith Alexander and I obviously covered it fairly well during the first hour. But what were your thoughts on the article itself before we move into the other stuff?
I thought it was a, well, what can you say? First of all, I want to tell people that Media Matters America is an organization that was founded in part by Hillary Clinton. And the only thing that I find surprising about this article, as I do for all Media Matters for America articles, is that they didn't talk about children. You remember that the Clintons, they rode into office because they claimed to be for children. Everything they said was about the children. And there's not a mention of children here in the Media Matters article on James Edwards, on the CNN article. But it's typical. Well, who was the Nazi Germany propaganda minister? Joseph Goebbels, I think it was.
Right. Yeah.
Anyhow, this is pure propaganda. That would have made the propaganda ministers of any tyrannical regime envious. They quote the Political Cesspool website, and they say this about our statement of principles. They say this is supposed to be bad. They say that our statement of principles says. Let me see. Oh boy, I can't find it. Anyhow, in our statement of principles, we say that we want to raise the white birth rate to at least the replacement level so that we can continue to exist as a race. And, Media Matters for America, they don't like that. They don't think it's a good thing for whites to reproduce. They are against white people reproducing to the point of, just to the replacement level. Not to become a majority. Like Muslims and like Mexicans are doing, they are reproducing in order to become a majority. We just want to maintain our existence. Of course, we have the political cesspool would like for us to remain the majority. But Media Matters for America does not like white people at all. They don't want to see us exist as a people. James, you can smell the venom coming from the author of this article.
Well, Winston
Gregory.
Yeah, his name was Todd Gregory. He wrote it for Media Matters in response. The title of the article is CNN Legitimizes Pro-White Commentators. Well, I don't need legitimacy. I'm here on an AM syndicated radio show every week. I have far more legitimacy and credibility than the people at Media Matters. You know, this show has been covered in 100 different newspapers, all of the biggest newspapers in the world, made numerous nationally televised television shows. CNN continues to cover us. This is a very legitimate and credible radio program. CNN, quote-unquote, legitimizes us in so much as, yeah, they come to us because we are the foremost authority on this subject matter. And the title of the article that Media Matters is crying about, and somebody really needs to pass them a tissue because they hate the fact that CNN didn't insult me. They didn't insult Peter Brimelow. They didn't engage in the sort of baseless character assassination that Media Matters and the Southern Poverty Law Center makes their living on. But Peter Brimelow said it best, Winston, when he wrote this. He wrote about how fair the CNN.com piece was. And as I said, CNN has always been fair with me. They've always treated me with respect. But this is what Peter Brimelow wrote in response to the Media Matters hysteria. Predictably, the mere fact that John Blake, and that was the author of the piece, quoted me and Political Cesspool's much more colorful James Edwards has enraged the Stalinist at Media Matters. And this gets to the point of what you were making, Winston. Note that in Media Matters' weird world, being pro-white is self-evidently wicked. This is part of the left's openly totalitarian campaign to bully the mainstream media out of discussing views it dislikes. That's what Peter Brimelow said, and I couldn't say it better myself.
Indeed, James. I agree with that. Peter Brimelow, by the way, is a great man. It's my pleasure to call him a friend. But, James, if I could go to the CNN article, there are a couple of things that I want to point out there. First of all, they quote Mona Charon, and they describe her as a conservative columnist for the National Review. And she asked this question: if more white Americans feel like an embattled minority, why did they elect President Barack Obama? Now, friends, this shows just how out of touch the National Review is and has been for quite some time. The fact is, white people voted for Barry Sotoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, precisely because of anti-white racism. The people who voted for Barack Hussein Obama did so because they were afraid of being called racist if they didn't vote for him. They wanted to use that as a selling point to make sure, to prove that they were not racist. See, I'm white, and I voted for a black guy. That means I'm not a racist. Well, it didn't work because, first of all, Barack Hussein Obama has a deep-seated and vitriolic hatred for white people. And second of all, we are still being called racist. Every white person who voted for Barack Hussein Obama is still a racist in the eyes of most blacks simply because they are white. Sharon says that the United States today is incredibly tolerant and open. And, folks, that is just dead wrong. The United States is absolutely intolerant of white people, especially of white people like James Edwards and Winston Smith and Eddie the Bombardier Miller and the remarkable Bill Rowland. They are absolutely intolerant of us because of our ideas. They are intolerant of us because, as Paul Kiersey pointed out, we see what's going on and we report on it. We tell what's going on and we tell the truth. And that makes us dangerous. The truth is dangerous business in America, my friends. And right now, it's only shows like the Political Cesspool and a very few other like-minded programs and people who are intolerant. We are not tolerated in our own country. Another person they quote is Tim Wise.
Winston, before you get to that next point. And I know if you open Tim Wise's can of worms, we're gonna have creepy crawlers all over the place. So better take a break here, go to a quick commercial. When we return, we're turning it back over to Winston as he continues to analyze the fallout from CNN's article.
Don't go away.
Are whites racially oppressed? Stay tuned.
Guys, we'll be back right after these messages. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. Big
girls don't cry. All right, we're back where we started now. We've had a lot of fun tonight with Paul Kiersey of Stuff Black People Don't Like. Like I was telling Winston during the commercial break, we had a whole program agenda set up for this evening about Wednesday or Thursday. And I really wanted Winston tonight to cover his excellent piece that he posted at thepoliticalcesspool.org on Shirley Sherrod. And that was something that we had on deck for tonight. And then, you know, we get the call from CNN. They're running this big story that we're a part of. And the tentative outline for tonight's show just goes out the window and rolling with the punches. We're taking this in stride and talking about it while it's hot. And hot it is. CNN giving us national publicity in this article that they published at CNN.com, Are Whites Racially Oppressed? Out of all the people in the world CNN could have gone to get the paleoconservative point of view on that question, they selected yours truly and Peter Brimelow, and for that we are most appreciative. It just goes on to show that we are not just the most respected radio program on the right. We are the most respected right-wing radio program in the eyes of the people at CNN as well, and this is something, a paleoconservative radio program, I guess it would be a more accurate description. This is what we are. This is who we are. And the article has elicited a great reaction on the Internet. It's been not just the Internet. Local television affiliates in Tampa and in Texas and in different parts of the country have been covering the story. Many news websites have also been covering the story on both the right and the left. Objectively and not so objectively. And Winston was talking about in the last segment, Media Matters. Obviously, you know, if you read their article, and we have it linked up, Peter Brimelow gave an excellent rebuttal to it. We actually have the Media Matters article. You can link to it from our website if you're curious. We're not going to substantiate their hysterics by quoting them on the air, but it's just every sort of baseless character assassination you can imagine rolled up into one. It's just nothing but constant and ceaseless name calling, and this is the point they make at the end. They go through just paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, calling me this name and that name and whatever name, and then at the end they say, you know, CNN isn't being objective by allowing people like Peter Brimelow, who, you know, for God's sake, all he was the editor of Forbes magazine, you know, and James Edwards, to have their voices heard. And this is coming from the very same websites that are engaging in nothing but name-calling, and in fact even calls for our death. So those are the objective ones, right, Winston, not CNN?
Oh, indeed. James, I know you get death threats weekly. I get them too. And it's kind of funny because the Ameren conferences are being shut down because people who hate white people call the hotels and threaten to kill the hotel staff and threaten to burn down the hotels. And yet we're the violent ones. And I can assure you that we at the Political Cesspool, we despise all violence save for that in self-defense. And we don't even like that. But if it has to be done, it has to be done. We categorically renounce violence. And yet the people who call us the violent ones, they are the ones who send me death threats every week and send James death threats. Every time I post an article on the blog, James, I get at least 3 death threats. And my gosh, a while back, somebody posted a comment wanting to assault your baby daughter, for crying out loud.
I remember that.
At this one website, the guy says of you, James, no, what you need to do, blank, 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 is to disappear or die of a massive heart attack. Now, these are the people who are supposed to be tolerant. These are the people who are supposed to be interested in ideas and allow for freedom of expression and freedom of speech, and yet they want my friend to die of a heart attack. Which leads me back to the CNN article in which they very foolishly go to a source of tolerance and freedom of expression, Tim Wise. Now, you might remember that a few months ago, Tim Wise published on his ridiculous blog an article. It was right after the recent election cycle, in which he longed for, he pined for, he lusted for a massive die-off of white people in America. He wrote this article, and I had posted an article on the Cesspool blog that he wrote it in the tone of a criminally insane sadist in one of Hollywood's torture porn offerings. And he absolutely lusts for so many white people to die that we are no longer the majority in America. And I said that you get the impression that he would sell his mother for the opportunity to gloat over the corpse of the white person whose death reduced Americans to 49.9% of the population. And yet CNN goes to Tim Wise, this man who longs for the deaths of millions upon millions of white people. Furthermore, the CNN article goes to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which daily almost we read of eyes opening to how corrupt an organization that is with their multi-billion or multi-million dollar tax-free offshore Cayman Islands accounts and Morris Deese's poverty palace adorned with Matador outfits. This is not to put down CNN. James, you were correct. CNN has handled us fairly well. They have not boxed us in. They have simply asked our opinions. They have put you on the air and let you speak your piece with no comment. And the best that they could offer against you was Roland Martin. That is the best that they had. And Roland Martin is an idiot, folks. He made my top 10 list of most hateful quotes. Roland Martin is as racist as they come. And he's an African in America. And another thing I want to point about CNN, James, is that you did this interview with them in August. And it could have been spiked, or they could have just run with it. Today or the other day when they published it. Instead, they very fairly contacted you, sent you the quotes, and asked you if they got it right. And you affirmed it, that they did, and they posted it just like you said. So kudos to CNN. They're doing much better in dealing with us than, say, Fox News is and any other media outlet. Media Matters for America. They need to be discounted immediately. CNN doesn't quote Media Matters for America. They don't do that because they know that they are a sham organization, and they aren't worth quoting. They have an agenda that is clear as crystal, and they know that they will only lose their own credibility if they quote Media Matters for America. So, James, that's what I want to say about CNN, and I want to congratulate you on another sterling representation, not just of the political cesspool, but of the political cesspool audience. There is nothing that you said that is hostile, that is wrong, that is disrespectful. You simply state the facts, and CNN got it right. So there you have it. The political cesspool gains more credibility. Media Matters for America sinks lower into the political cesspool. They're going to make the political cesspool flush list pretty soon. You know, the SPLC has their hate watch list. We have our flush list. And Media Matters America is rapidly on the way to being on the political cesspool flush list.
Well, Winston, that was an excellent commentary on the matter, and I appreciate everything that you said. And you're exactly right. And you brought up a point that had even escaped me. It's been a busy couple of days, but you're right. After 6 months, the author of this article that interviewed me back in August got back with me to make sure he had my quotes right and to let me know that this was going to be published on Friday morning, which it was. And I got back to him after that and thanked him. You know, as I said, I turned down almost all local interviews with TV and newspapers because it's just beneath me. But with CNN and the mainstream national stuff or with major newspapers, you know, I'll give him an interview. And CNN did a good job here. And he actually thanked me. He said, you know, so oftentimes I interview people on these matters and you can just tell that they're being disingenuous, that they're not telling me the truth. He said, I appreciate you for being frank and candid about this. And that wasn't to say that he endorsed my opinions. I have no idea where this reporter stood because he did his job as a reporter should. He didn't let his feelings be known, and he took the facts and reported on them. But to be thanked by this reporter for CNN for being candid, once again, just goes to show what a class act he was. And that's not to say that CNN doesn't have liberal biases. Certainly they do. But all I can do is tell you what I've seen in my personal experiences with them, and it's been a good one. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show.
We'll be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang, call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
I'm sitting here and I have all these show notes here on my desk, and not one of them has been used tonight because we kept Paul Kersey, author of Stuff Black People Don't Like, on the program for a full hour instead of just two segments. And we have been, of course, talking about a story that is actually making much bigger news than I originally anticipated, the CNN article in which I was featured, Are Whites Racially Oppressed? Now, being featured in an article on CNN.com isn't as sexy as being on a CNN television show itself, but we'll take it because it is certainly getting us a lot of traction this week, and it's always exciting to make big news, and we make it quite often here on the political cesspool. But there was one more thing, Winston, I wanted to say, and this is the catch-22, maybe, that the left wants to get people in. We know that the modern-day definition of racist is a conservative white person, and we know that the modern-day definition of racism is anything a conservative white person does that liberals don't like. Now, if you speak out in public on a big venue like we've got here with this radio program, mm-hmm. you speak out candidly on these taboo issues, you are going to be unfairly labeled as a racist by, you know, fringe groups like Media Matters. There's nothing you can do about that. Now, they are saying that CNN had gone off the ranch, so to speak, by interviewing quote-unquote racists, getting their opinion on an article about racism. Well, let's just examine that for a minute. You're instantly a racist if you talk truthfully about race. How, you know, who is CNN supposed to talk to? You know, it's like I said, you instantly get labeled that, so what are you going to do? Is CNN supposed to talk to Al Sharpton about how whites feel about, you know, their own oppression? It's like I said on the blog. You know, someone should have told CNN they need to clear their agenda with Media Matters before they move forward with an assignment. You can't beat their logic, Winston.
Oh, you can't. You know, these organizations like Media Matters for America and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, they live in their own weird little world. And they manufacture these issues because their mission statements, their agendas, say that they are supposed to be battling this. Media Matters for America, I think their mission statement says that they are battling conservative bias in the news media, and they believe that. They believe that there is a conservative bias in the news media.
Even at CNN, they were saying CNN's circling the drain because it's gone too far to, you know, I guess to the right in their minds.
Mm. And the SPLC, their mission statement is to fight racism and intolerance and all that, even where it doesn't exist. So these organizations, they need these issues to fight in order to maintain financial solvency, and that's really what they are. They are businesses. And as soon as you start looking at Media Matters for America and you start looking at the SPLC and the ADL as businesses, then it all falls into place. They need this inventory, if you will. They need to market. They are marketers of hate. They are marketers of suspicion. And if it doesn't exist, then it is their job to manufacture it. And that's what Media Matters for America does. They manufacture these false issues, and to them, they are absolutely correct. There is no arguing with them. As I said earlier, this was an organization founded in part by Hillary Clinton. And, you know, there's an old joke where Hillary Clinton went to heaven. I don't know what she would be doing in heaven, but she looked at God on the throne and said, "Excuse me, you're sitting in my chair." And they honestly have this opinion that there is no other legitimate point of view than theirs. And so they will attack wherever they see any dissent. And if you disagree with them, then they're going to go to their first gun. They're going to go to their weapon of first resort, and that is to call you a racist. If you do a Google search for Media Matters for America, racism, you're probably going to find millions of hits because that is their stock and trade, just like it is for the SPLC. It's a weird little world that these leftist organizations dwell in.
Well, it is, but you know, the bottom line is just spell our name right, and that's something they've always been able to do. As a media entity, we like publicity, good, bad, and indifferent, and God knows that's a good thing because we get a lot of bad. But we're excited when we don't, and we're excited when we are treated fairly and we do get a fair shake and a fair hearing, and that's something that CNN has always given us. It's something that they gave us yesterday, the big article.
They may not want to hear us talking about that, James.
Well, actually, they asked me to talk about it, so I'm just doing what they asked me to do. I'm doing them a solid here, publicizing CNN, giving CNN a little publicity here on the show. It's a reciprocal thing.
Well, we see what happens when CNN does treat people fairly. Media Matters for America says they had a golden opportunity to slam us, and they missed it.
Yeah, golden opportunity. But, I think CNN still probably packs a bigger punch than Media Matters. I think if you go and ask your next-door neighbor, have you ever heard of CNN? Yes. Have you ever heard of Media Matters? What? You know, that's the point. And so it's okay. I mean, we covered here on the Political Cesspool because well, that's just what we do. But, you know, I don't think CNN's worried about what Media Matters thinks, truth be told.
Well, in the end, James, we are what we are because our audience makes us what we are. We try to serve them. And, folks, we are you, and we are proud of that. And I want you to be proud of James for the way he acquitted himself with CNN and the way he has handled this entire issue. I just urge you to love the man like I do and treat him as your brother because that's what he is. And, you know, we've been on the air for what now, James? 6, 7 years, thereabouts? And,
let's see, it'll be 7 years this October.
Yeah. Well, thanks to our fans. Thanks to our listeners. And CNN treated us fairly. That means they treated you fairly.
Well, it means, and of course, as you said, Winston, I appreciate you saying everything you just said, but everything that I do, everything that you do, everything that we do, Eddie, Keith, Bill, the rest of the staff and crew here, it's all done on behalf of the audience. Any success that I have is a success that our audience has, and the people who contribute financially to this show to keep us on the air, the people who donate, the people who send us into emails, the people who tune in, leave comments on the blog, people in the CFCC chat room tonight, everything that we do, the success that we have, the victories that we score, it's done in their name, and that's really what makes me proud, not the fact that my name has been mentioned again. The fact that my name has been mentioned on behalf of the people that we're here to serve. That truly is how I feel.
James, I just got an email from somebody asking me about something I said earlier about how I know, or what is my proof that Obama hates white people. Well, I can think of, I think, three things right off the top of my head, folks, to prove that Barack Hussein Obama hates white people. First of all, there is his Justice Department refusing to prosecute the new Black Panther Party for voter intimidation of white people. He was up to the eyeballs in that. Second of all, we remember that during the Henry Louis Gates incident that he called the white police officer stupid. He said that the white police officers acted stupidly. Thirdly, when Arizona was passing their excellent and sensible immigration law, Barack Hussein Obama racially profiled every white police officer in Arizona, saying that they would use that as an excuse to harass Hispanic residents there. So we know that this president hates white people. I don't know what that has to do with our camel hair, but folks, you emailed me, and there you have it.
Hey, look, like we always say, we're responsive to the audience here at TPC. And, I want to thank CNN for one more thing. Thanks to CNN and all the real estate we've dedicated in tonight's show to covering their article and the responses that it's generated. We have next week's show already planned out because we had a show planned out for tonight that we weren't able to get to because of CNN. And so now next week's show is already in the bag. I'm not going to have to work this week.
Well, people come to Political Cesspool because they know they're going to be treated fairly. They know we're going to get to the bottom of things. And, God bless the people who do come to us wanting to get the word out.
Well, we've like gotten all the word out we have time for tonight, if you can believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Another job well done, another program in the books for on behalf of Winston Smith, my friend and co-host, as well as Keith Alexander, Bill Rowland, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, all the staff and crew here at our flagship station, WLRM, and our network in Utah, Liberty News Radio. I am your host, James Edwards. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to go to that CNN.com article and leave your comments there at the bottom. Thank them for doing their jobs and doing it well and treating us as human beings. We appreciate that on the rare occasions that it does happen. God bless you, everybody. Remember to live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. I am James Edwards, and this is the Political Cesspool Radio Program. We'll see you next Saturday right here.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.